So when I went to bed last night and the Lord told me, he said, I want you to share your testimony. And I said, well, I got many of them, and I haven't shared them that much, but the ones that I have, most of the people at church have heard them. And I said, willing and obedient. I thought to myself, there may be one person that may need to hear what God is saying. Sister Cora, in 2016, did not give me a car. God gave me the car. He told her, and she obeyed. She had said to the church, God said, I'm not sure how it was stated, but it was about the $1,000, give a $1,000 offering. Think a $1,000 offering. And a few people said to me, I'm not giving it because God didn't tell me to. But it never fazed me. I started preparing for my $1,000. And I have been giving that $1,000 ever since she told us to. And the car came, and the enemy tried to steal that, my joy. He did steal it for a while. If anybody remember, I sat at the front of the church until everybody left because I was thinking about what they was going to say. But the Lord said to me, and I began to think about it in him. He said, Marie, for many, many years, I kept on toiling. Even through the rain, I kept on trusting. I kept on giving. I kept on loving. He said, I remember, he brought to my remembrance when you were young and you was going through all those things with your husband, you kept on trusting in me. He said, that's why I'm blessing you. He said, that's why I'm blessing you. And that's what brought me to the place where I needed to be. Because in him, I'm not perfect by no means. But you can rest assured that I try daily to walk according to God's word. And when I mess up, I got enough sense that I repent quickly. I'm like David. I repent quickly. Because if you don't repent, the enemy will come and he will try to bury you. And that's where he will try to take our position. And that's when he will try to take our proper place. But in him, we have our place, we have our position, and we are sitting on the throne. And Satan cannot bring us down unless we come down ourselves. He cannot touch us unless we give him the authority to do it. Because I thank God in him, I found out that we have the authority to use the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus belonged to me, and it belonged to you, you and you. And in that name, everything has to bow. There is power in that name. There is majesty in that name. There is glory in that name. Ha, 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 ha. There is authority in that name. When you find out in him that you got the biggest, baddest weapon here on earth. Some people think they got to carry a gun, and that's okay if that's what you feel you need. But the weapon is the word of God. Can't nothing beat the word of God. He said, open your mouth and speak my word. Open your mouth and speak my word. In him, we are conquerors. We are overcomers. We're everything. He wouldn't have told us. Why do you think, do you realize how much time we have wasted not following this word of God? We have been tiptoeing, pulling out what we want that works for you today. Tomorrow we may pull out something else, and then some of us are even delete. You know, the computer has a delete button, and it'll take whatever you cover and hit delete, it's gone. We will take out what we want to live the way we want to live. But it is important, it is vital that we live according to the word of God in Him. Now, I'm not bragging on me, but I'm bragging on God. You just can't live any kind of way. You can't live any kind of way and think you're going to receive all those blessings that He has for you. You can. I tell people I have favor with God. And I know the word says that He has no respectable person. That is true. But I believe that you can spend enough time with God. That's like my children. I love them all. But there's one or two spend more time with me. That means our relationship is closer. I would die for one just like I would the other. But then there's one that I talk to more, see more, go home. You know, I see them all the time. Go home sometime. But that's the way God is. There was a story about this little girl, and the mom wanted to know why the little girl had her dad eating out of her hands. She wanted to know, why is it that when she asks for something, she get it? I'm the wife. And she said, I'm going to watch her. And she began to watch that little girl. And everywhere daddy went, here she go. In behind daddy. He go to mow the lawn. Here she come. He sit at the table. Here she come. She'll go get daddy a glass of water. Everywhere daddy went. So she thought, well, maybe I ought to try that. Maybe I should try that. And guess what? It works. You know, I know there are times when you don't want to go fishing with daddy. But if that's what he like to do, it won't hurt you to go one time. Even go hunting. Watch a football game. And don't you like it when daddy will say, you'll say, well, I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to a banquet. And daddy say, I'll go with you. That's a good feeling. So he feels the same way. So if the little girl has figured out how to get daddy to do what he needs to do and he should be doing, surely you can. Surely you can. And you remember, let me share this other testimony first. Bishop, are you watching the time for me?